That's fine. Okay. Now we're recording.
Mm-hmm.
So introduce yourself.
Why I gotta go first? I got sloppy Joe in my mouth. Anyways, I'm trying to eat, but that ain't nothing new. My name is Carly, aka Carlisha.
Tell me about yourself.
Oh.
You gotta let people know
this is
a little bit about who they're talking to. No, it's not. Oh my God, this girl.
Well, basically, like, if you're my friend and you know me, you kind of just know how I am. If we went to school together or whatever, I ain't giving y'all my life story because I don't trust people. I'll tell y'all a little bit about me. I'm 25 years old. I'm a nurse. I just graduated. I've been a nurse for a year. I graduated last May. And I just really be working and getting this money and shit. So I don't know what else to say. I really don't got time for fake motherfuckers. I don't like. But basically, we're kind of doing this because we're going to like talk about other topics. You know, if you have a topic that you want to discuss. I mean, most of you know. I'm not going to introduce the other person yet. Can you only imagine who I'm on here with?
Well, anybody who knows you or me.
Right, and should know we're just act up and we're goofy. I mean, we'll touch on some serious things because I can definitely get deep with my empathetic ass. But, you know, if you have any topics you want to discuss or any ideas that you want us to discuss about, we'll even invite you on so we can discuss it all together. That's cool. I don't know what we're going to lead off with, but this is kind of just an introduction, so, yeah.
I mean, overall, so I'm Angela. Most of you know me. If not, hey, what's up? I'm also a nurse, and my little co-host over here, Carlisha, is my cousin. So we're like two peas in a pod, so basically where one is, the other one follows, and vice versa. I am, like I said, I'm a nurse, I'm a mom, I'm a wife, and we're pretty much just kind of doing this whole podcast thing just for something to do. Like, we just kind of want to have fun with it. We'll pretty much open to talk about anything and kind of hear different opinions on things. Like she said, we're going to look into trying to get some guests to come on and everything. So that ought to be fun too. I don't know. Where do you want to start? You want to start with like a topic or?
I mean, we could.
Just want to kind of just go with it. Let's just wing it.
Yeah, we could just go with it.
Fuck it.
Y'all want to hear it. We could just wing it. Y'all can, I mean, I'll act like nobody's here. Like y'all are here. I'm saying y'all, like we have an audience, but I'll just.
Which we probably don't. We're not going to for a little while. So
I mean, I just.
I mean, hey, what's up?
We could just talk regular. Like I'm just going to act like that's not recording. And I could just, you could just hear what it's. Nah, y'all don't want to hear what the hell we talk about on a daily basis. Fucking dog barking and shit. Get off.
Meanwhile, my kid's over here videoing us on her iPod.
Because
she's nosy.
That's actually Memphis's iPod. Because he has mine, so. Then do something.
Yeah, so anyway. Kind of an awkward silence, but.
That's because I'm getting more mac and cheese.
Well, that's because you had to get up and get more dinner. so we just got done. Well, I just got done making dinner. And I'm about to pull some strawberry shortcakes out the fucking oven. Because your bitch be up in here cooking it up. How about you talking about my mac and cheese?
Yo, listen, her mac and cheese, she had that wrist work, okay? She put in work. I seen her up in here like, yo, that shit tastes better than that church mac and cheese that you go to. Listen. Nah, but for in all seriousness, her mac and cheese was pretty popping. It was on point. It was really good. You know, just something quick and easy. I mean, it obviously was homemade. But ain't nothing wrong with Velveeta, because listen, when we grew up...
Velveeta my ass. We grew up on fucking Kraft or the fucking off-brand shit.
Right. Like, maybe three times a week, especially if you...
We was poor.
If you had to deal with, like... And I laugh, and I can laugh and say this in the most humble way, because I grew up like this. Like, if you grow up not coming from a lot of money and shit like that, like, listen, you'll eat whatever. You got to do what you got to do. We may not have liked it, but guess what? You want to eat cheap mac and cheese and hot dogs 3 days a week just to make ends meet? You got to do what you got to do. Shit tasting like cardboard. But guess what? You fucking ate it.
Food in your belly, a fucking roof over your head, then it was a good day.
Right.
That's the end of the fucking discussion.
But now it's like, oh, she in here making homemade mac and cheese. You can appreciate it so much more because you know what that other shit tastes like. And not that it's bad. It's just like when you experience bad stuff like that, you kind of appreciate, you know, the luxurious things, I guess. And some people think it's bougie. I don't think it's being bougie. As long as you're humble about it. I mean, I like
my... Why don't we talk a little bit about, like, I don't know, give them a little backstory about, like, our upbringing and stuff.
Oh, yeah, we could. We could do that.
I mean, like, because, you know, we did grow up together and, like, we had some crazy times.
Mm-hmm.
Tell some fun stories about growing up and how your brother, my other cousin, Pity Pat, thought he was going to marry me.
Yes, y'all.
Shout out to Pity.
Like, that's bad when you grow up and you don't even know. Like, you know it's your cousin, but I guess you're young and they're like, oh, my God, I'm about to marry them or something. Like, what? Fuck.
Pity Pat loved him some booty.
I'm going to just grab a PBR and fuck my cousin.
No. Not up in these parts.
No, I'm just kidding, obviously. You can't take something.
I mean, I don't know what some of you, I ain't trying to offend nobody, but nope.
But growing up, I mean, it was cool, but sometimes just shit was not always the greatest, but we, you know, try to do what we...
I mean, I feel like overall, like, we always made the best of it, don't you? Like...
Oh, yeah.
Especially, like...
But it's so different the way kids grow up now. It's completely different, and I don't think they would know how to... I don't think they would know what to do, and it's not their fault.
No, so we're 90s babies.
Right.
I don't think these kids today, like my kids, I don't think they would know how to live in the 90s world.
No. At all.
Especially, like, if you think about it. We, as kids, we were, like, outside from fucking sun up to sun down.
Yes, honey. And when that street light came on, you knew to bring your ass on in.
Okay, so for you guys, like, living where you lived, it was the street lights. For me, it was when the parents started flicking the porch lights. That's when it was time for you to get your ass in the fucking house. And you had, like, the first time was, like, the warning signal.
Right.
If you weren't in by the third time they started flicking them fucking lights, you were getting your ass tore up.
Right.
So...
I didn't even have a watch, and like the crazy, like I would kind of just estimate the time.
No.
Even without the lights, my mom would like, y'all got 45 minutes or such and such. I'm like, all right. And we really would make it on time. It was crazy.
But
we spent most of our time like outside.
Right. And like these, like my kids hate me. I mean, they like to be outside as far as playing and stuff, but like if they're outside, they can't just go outside and like do what we used to do. Like we used to play like all kinds of like pretend shit, and we'd be like rolling down hills with sheets and shit, just having a ball.
Hell
like,
yeah.
No, these kids today have to do something. Like, they go outside and they're like, "Well, I want a pool," or,
we didn't really have all that.
Let's go swing on the swing set.
To be honest, you know what we kind of had? The hose. That was fun.
There ain't nothing more fun than spraying somebody with a fucking hose.
Mm-hmm. And brings me to a memory I had growing up when I was living on Walnut Street. It would get really, when it would rain, it would get really flooded on the side street or whatever. And like, I'm telling you, like, I don't know if it's because I was younger and it seemed like a lot, or back then it rained more.
I think I remember you telling me
that. Like, the water was like up to our knees. Like, we literally would go out there and put our feet in there, like when we were younger growing up. And it was just fun as shit. Like, that's
man,
a memory
walnut
to me.
Walnut days, man.
Right.
Fucking walnut. Ice cream truck. Like, I wasn't used to that because I grew up, like, in the fucking boonies.
Right.
So, like, we didn't have an ice cream truck or anything that went by. Like, I didn't really... I mean, there were kids on my street, but, like, there weren't as many kids to play with. So, like, anytime that we would, like, pop down there to visit you guys, it was always, like, a whole new world to me because I was not used to that.
Right.
And, like...
Your
pop-up's house was the shit. Mm-hmm. I used to love playing in the basement with them blocks that he had, like them wooden blocks.
Yes.
I don't know what it was about them, but I loved them. And, like, I was kind of spoiled as a kid. Like, I had a little bit of everything under the sun, like whatever I wanted, toys-wise.
But then again, you didn't have to share it really with nobody either.
Right, because I was, like, an only child up until I was 10 or 11, and then my little brother was born. I mean, aside from my siblings with my mom, which we're not even going to get into that, but, like... No.
I don't even mean to laugh. I'm sorry.
No. And I'm not saying that to be rude. I'm just saying that because, unfortunately, I just don't have...
That bond.
I don't have a relationship with my biological mother at all.
Right.
And I don't really, like, openly talk about it too much. But then the unfortunate thing is I do have siblings, but I don't really have relationships with them because I will not have a relationship with her.
Right.
I mean, if I see my siblings, like, I know who they are. And, like, you know, we will talk and interact and everything. And I always tell them that I love them because I do, you know, they're my siblings. But at the end of the day, I don't have the same relationship with them that I do with my, you know, siblings from my dad's side, because I, you know, they were there with me.
Right.
But like, you know, I was the only child up until, you know, my brother Lance was born, really. And I never had to like adapt to be like to living in a household with other kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then by that time I was older, so like I wasn't really worried about like playing with my sibling.
Right.
I mean, I was pretty much old enough to watch him at that point.
As for me, I had a brother and sister, and due to
circumcision. Carly's out here ready to circumcise somebody. Look out, fellas.
Due to certain circumstances, I had to share a room with my sister for the longest time. And mind you, me and her are 4 years apart. So it was a little hard at some points because she's, you know, that's a big age. It's not a big age gap, but when you're 10 and someone's 14, there is a difference.
You guys were just in different things. Like,
yeah.
You had different, like, you guys had different needs. Like, you were, you know, kind of where you were younger, like, you were still into, you know, being a child.
Mm-hmm.
As where she got older, it was kind of like, She was going into, like, her teenage years and all that. And right. That's, like, I don't know what it's like to have to share a room with somebody like you do.
Oh, my God.
But I feel like that would be really hard, like, being 13, 14 and having, like, a little sister in my room that's that much younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
For the simple fact that, like, that's the age where, like, you want your privacy. To be able to do things and, you know, to have your own space. And when you can't have that because of a little, like, I could imagine how,
right.
Like, I struggled even when I did have my own space because right. I was just a fucking raging teenager with hormones and fucking right. Attitude like crazy. But
oh, it was hard. It was some fights, trust me. We had some dented drywall on the wall before because we was fighting. And
I mean, shit gets real.
I liked it for the simple fact, yeah, you build a different type. Like, you get closer with them, which is good. It's like, right. Oh, my God, we're in the same room every night. A lot of good memories, funny shit.
And I don't have that.
Right.
I mean, other than, like, us being, like, me and you always being together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's times where I kind of, like, I've kind of thought, like, I kind of wish that I had, like, a sister that I was close in age with.
Right.
That, you know, I could have that type of bond with because I don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, my, you know, like I said, like, my brother, he's 14 now. So, like, there's almost 11 years. It's, like, 10 and a half years between the two of us.
Right.
But, like, you know, it's just very different. Like, he and I are close, but, like, we're closer on a different level than, like, what you and your sister are close on.
Right.
And then my youngest sister, who's actually the same age as my daughter, like, you know, that again, like, there's such a big age gap between us that it's different. It's more like, you know, she's still definitely my sister, but, like, she's the baby.
Right.
So it's like, you know, I don't have that same bond as if, like, we were closer in age, you know?
Right. And I get that for sure. Like, it's probably hard. You were damn near grown by the time.
Right.
You were you were way older by the time they were born. So right. It is kind of different when you have that space in between.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably hard, too.
But you're one of three, too, so you're also the middle child.
Oh, my God, all my middle child people, when they say middle child syndrome, they're not lying. So if you're a middle child, I feel bad for you because I don't know why it's different, but it really is. It's, like, weird. You know, I can't explain it.
So fucking weird. So I don't really, like, obviously I can't really.
Yeah.
But I almost kind of wonder if it's, like, the situation where, so for me, like, having two kids, and everybody's like, oh, don't you want a third?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Fuck no.
Right.
I'm done. Like, shop is closed. We are at, like, if this was a bubblegum ball machine, it's out of order. Like, you can stick the quarter in, but nothing's coming out. but, like, in all seriousness, I feel like, as a parent, when you've got, you know, your oldest child, then you have your second child. And when you bring a third child into that,
mm-hmm.
So now you're kind of, like, torn because it's already hard enough to give your attention to more than one child.
Right.
Like, I have a hell of a time with these mm-hmm. two. And especially because their ages are different. My youngest is 3, my oldest is 7. And then on top of that, I've got a boy and a girl. They're, like, it's polar opposites.
Right.
So having a third child in the middle of that, like, it's not like you have a boy, a girl, and then gender X. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? You've got either two girls and a boy or two boys and a girl.
Yeah.
So I feel like the balance with trying to figure that out is going to be hard, number one. Right. And then I can only imagine. And it's like, I know, like, with the second kid, like, your first kid, you know, you're, like, on top of everything because, like, that's your baby. Like,
exactly. That's baby. And that's what I – that's why there's – because you are so worried about the first one.
Exactly. Because that is, like, where you are learning how to be a parent.
Right. And I
then
get that.
When you have the second kid, you're like, okay, like, I've done this before.
Right.
You know, I got this. It's okay. That's when you kind of, like, learn to be a little bit more laid back. But I feel like if you put a third child into the mix – that again is going to be like you've that's going to be the baby.
And what she said, speaking from experience, my younger brother, he's the third, he is kind of the baby. He's spoiled and he's the only boy out of us two.
Right.
And here I go in the fucking middle, just stuck between the greatest things that ever happened to me. Like, what the fuck? I just
and
feel.
And then we have Carly.
But like she said, I often think the third one, like, depending on how many are in the equation, the third one, if you have three siblings or whatever, if there's three of y'all, I think the first and the third are definitely
but
spoiled.
What I'm trying to say is kind of like hard to put it into words, but what I'm trying to get at here is like I kind of feel that the like when you've got three, it's just got to be so hard to like give equal time to each child. I can kind of see where like the middle child, not necessarily that like they get overlooked, right, but like the task of having like your firstborn as like your priority and then your youngest being the baby can kind of overshadow that middle child in a sense.
Oh, I was so jealous. So a quick story. I don't remember it really, but I remember hearing stories. So my sister was jealous when I was born. So she would hide me in the closet and cover me up with sheets and all this shit. And then it's like a domino effect. I was kind of jealous when my brother was born. Mm-hmm. So apparently I used to go over to the neighbors. Now I'm like, damn, bitch, you really crazy. I used to go over to the neighbors and swing on their swing and sing this crazy fucking song. Not even going to sing it for y'all. But I used to sing this crazy song about killing my brother because my mom was pregnant and I was hella jealous. Like, I was so jealous to where, like, my mom and she was breastfeeding us both at one point. But me and my brother are we're only about 15 months apart anyway, so.
Yeah, well, that's because your parents were too busy bunning back in the day.
And if my mom didn't get her tubes tied, listen, there'd have been eight of us. And Lord knows we don't need eight Langens running around.
Hell no. There's too many of you fucking people now.
But it's a jealousy thing, I can say. But a bond, like, having a sibling bond is awesome, mm-hmm. though. You're kind of jealous when younger.
And like, here's the thing. And it's not, like, that I don't have siblings, but am, like, the oldest, and there's such a large age gap. So sometimes I still feel like I kind of have that, like, only child mentality.
Yeah.
But, like, one thing I can tell you
why
with,
am I whispering?
I don't, what?
I was like, I'm smoking because I don't want to mess it up. It's a fucking podcast.
You're fine. We got this.
I ain't interviewing for a fucking
time. No, we're doing this for fun. Anyway, what I was kind of getting at was that with, like, with my situation, like, my relationship with, like, my brother and sister, well, my brother especially, because, you know, he's getting older now, like, I want him to know that, like, as the older sibling, you know, he can come to me with anything for anything, and it's going to be judgment-free, and, you know, I'm not going to, like, I want him to know that he can trust me, because I feel like one of my hardest things as a teenager at that point was, like, I didn't always have that outlet, because I didn't have an older sibling. And, like, I didn't feel that I could go to certain members of my family with certain stuff.
Right.
So, like, I mean, I had you, which
right.
was great.
Which was so good.
But
yeah.
at the same time, we're the same age. So, when I'm younger and I needed advice on something, and I really should have probably had advice from somebody older.
Like an adult or something. Yeah.
It would have been, that's not exactly ideal. So, I just kind of feel like, I mean, he knows that. Like, my brother, like, he comes to me for stuff all the time. Like, hits right. me up and. Like, we just talk and stuff, but it's really nice to have that.
Like, it was good for me because my sister laughs, maybe because she's the oldest. She's like, you guys are lucky because I paved the way for you guys.
Yeah, well,
she always says that because she's like, I'm making all the mistakes.
She was the guinea pig. She was, like, the test subject.
Right, but it is true. And when you have older, you can really go to your old, if they're older, it's like you can go to them for advice, like, if you have to ask them something, you know.
Did you see the snake? Sorry, I didn't mean to, like, but I was just looking over here at the tree. Did you see the snake that I had in my yard yesterday?
I seen it on your video, and that thing was so big. I wouldn't have went
He was, like, 5.5-6 feet long. It was so freaking big.
How'd you move it?
I didn't move it. He moved on his own, and he's living in the shed over there.
He's still in the shed?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, he's just a black snake. This over here, the one.
How do you know he's not going to get out?
I mean, he is going to get out. Like, he's able to come out, but I'm leaving him there because I don't got to worry about no field mice or nothing getting in my house. Okay. Hold on, the cat.
Hold on, the, yeah. Anne's got to go get her cats because they're jumping up on this thing. But, I mean, I don't know. We kind of just rambled on this episode, like, back and forth from different subjects, and obviously we might dedicate, I guess we could label this just random. But definitely when we do more, you can, maybe we're just going to run with one topic. I don't know how it's going to work yet, really. But, you know, especially if, you know, our friends or somebody wants to hear something, us discuss it or our opinions, or have we been through certain experiences, we'll definitely elaborate on that. Between, you know, just life and whatever. Jobs, shitty exes, drinking, sex, you name it. Education, abortion, whatever. Yeah, so, I mean, definitely don't know if we're going to do another one tonight. Don't know what the next topic will be. We're just going to probably brainstorm and think of something. But, you know, I guess this is just random now, so. Trying to think. No, it's cool. I was just letting everyone know. It's just, this is just a random.
Everyone. You mean everything. Our no followers?
Yeah. Yeah. This is just random, but we'll pick something maybe tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah, we.
But I was talking, but hold on. Yeah. Here.
I think we definitely need to come up with like a topic list or something.
I was just naming a whole bunch of shit. I don't know if you want me to repeat it, but.
No, I mean, that's fine. I wasn't from anything. Listen, you know me. I like to talk about all kinds of stuff.
I said anything. Like, if...
Oh, I'll talk... I can talk about serious stuff.
It can be our experiences. Right.
Anything like that. One of the big things, like, obviously, you know I'm into is, like, I'm very, like, spiritual. I'm very into, like, energy work and crystals and tarot cards. And I like ghost stories and spooky things like that. So I feel like that would be something that we could bounce off of each other with that, especially with some of our own experiences sure, because we've both been through stuff. So anyway,
yeah, definitely what she was saying, like she's more into the crystals and the tarot cards than I am, but honestly, I'm really intrigued by it. She does it more often. Like she read my cards the one night. One of my good friends had did it for me too. She had bought something just to try it. But I'm really into that kind of stuff, too. I definitely believe in psychic abilities. Like your third eye. Everyone actually has it. It's like your gut instinct, almost. But some people go deeper. Like, I believe in ghosts. I believe in mediums. I get all into that. Like, I believe that shit. Like, I don't think it's fake at all. You know, some people will sit there and dispute till they turn blue in their face and say it's not. And that's your opinion. You don't have to believe what I do. I believe it. I just feel it.
And until you have an experience that can change your mind in that aspect. I mean, some people have experiences, but they just chalk it up to being, you know, coincidence.
Right.
No. I mean, not for me.
Right.
I've had way too many things occur, and I've had a lot of validation.
Ooh, I have a good... You know what's weird?
What?
I was just thinking about something real quick, and, like, I like that. It's random. So, like, I was just thinking as I was talking about that, like, how do you guys feel, or... Whoever, I don't fucking know who I'm fucking speaking to right now. Karen.
Oh, God. Now, what were you going to
say? But deja vu. So, like, and personally, freaky. They're cool. But often, sometimes, I think it's like, oh, my God, are you taking me? Like, am I reliving another moment in another life and it happened again? Like, are you showing me something from the past, the future? Like, I don't know. I believe in reincarnation. But deja vus are really fucking weird. They're so weird. Okay. And you'll know instantly when you have one.
I have had that happen so many times. And I often wonder, is it something that I'm like, did I at some point have like a dream of this or some type of like a premonition that this is what was going to happen to me? And then obviously it's happening. Or like you said, am I reliving something from a past life?
Right.
And, you know, am I experiencing some type of like out of body connection?
Oh yeah, I was thinking like an out-of-body experience.
Like, because I can remember one of the craziest things. I want to say it's probably the first time that I ever had like a deja vu type experience. And I was in elementary school at this time, so I was just a kid.
Right. And for you to channel something at such a young age is decent.
I've always been highly sensitive to things, though, and I feel like, I mean, obviously, like, as a kid, like, I didn't know what it was, and I didn't know how to handle it, but... Listen,
I was catching people's fucking fakeness and bad vibes since I was younger. For real.
But I can remember when I was in like fifth grade, and like we used to switch to the other classroom with a different teacher for like math and then go back for like reading or something like that. And I had this like deja vu experience where I had remembered at some point seeing, you know, like walking into the classroom, sitting down at the desk, and like exactly what the teacher wrote down on the board. So like, I, you know, I'm in class that day all day long, nothing out of the ordinary. I walk into the class, and as this all unfolds, I'm like, wait a minute, like, I've done this before.
Right, it's either did I dream this, and it's like a premonition, or
I've done this. I know I've done this. I've been here in this moment doing this exact same thing at this exact same time before, and it's so crazy.
Because I kind of believe in premonitions, too. Like, Final Destination might be taking it to the next level, y'all.
Okay, that, yeah.
That's a different type of premonition.
Sorry, I had a piece of hair stuck.
And I do get scary ones sometimes. Like, y'all ever had, like, a really scary dream, and you jump up, and it actually takes you 5 minutes from when you wake up to realize it didn't happen, and you're all of a sudden, it's like, woo, I can breathe. But then, again, sometimes I've had situations where I'm like, holy shit, I seen this in my fucking dream. Like,
but it's not even just that, though. Like, I mean, when if we want to talk about dreams and, like, crazy dreams.
I mean, that kind of, that can play a part. Like,
it does.
Dreams, deja vu,
but
premonition, kind of all goes hand in hand a little bit.
You know that I have always had the whole thing. I mean, I don't know what you want to call it. You want to call it an ability?
Ability,
it,
right.
Superpower, I don't know. I just kind of call it, it's just the little thing that happens to me with my dreams. And I... if somebody passes away, they will visit me in a dream.
Right.
And it's almost like clockwork within the week that they die.
See, I haven't had that. Sometimes it takes months.
I've always had it. And it's kind of weird. Like, I remember as a kid, we had this, like, neighbor kid that, like, he died in a tragic accident or whatever. And, like, I used to play with him. But, like, we weren't, like, really, like, that close because, like, they had moved away long before this even happened. And after it happened, I ended up having a dream of him like that week later. And of course, like, I didn't think anything of it. And plus, I was a little kid. Like,
right.
Maybe I was just dreaming of, you know, whatever. Like, people dream of people all the time.
Right.
And then as I got older and I started to lose more people that were close to me, I started to see these things happening more. And, like, one of the things that I think really took me by surprise is I started to expect it. And when my great-grandfather, whom I was really close with, passed away, obviously, you know.
Yeah.
When Paul passed away, I did not have a dream of him at all, ever. Up until probably 2 years ago. And the crazy thing is, like, I'm living in his house.
Right.
So, like...
and that's, yeah, because you are right now, right, living
right,
in
I live
your,
in his house.
Right.
But the thing that really got me was, the fact that, you know, I hadn't had a dream of him like I had everybody else, like clockwork. So, when I finally did, it, like, really kind of threw me through a loop.
Like, put you in a good mood, or?
It messed with me a little bit. But I think what really got me was, you know, this dream came at a time where I was under a lot of stress. Like, I was in nursing school. And I just kind of don't know if maybe it's like, maybe he came to me when I needed him.
Yeah.
So I have this dream, and in this dream, I'm in bed. I'm awakened in the dream.
Mm-hmm.
I'm awakened by, you know, just a presence, and I sit up, and there he is standing in the corner of my room, and he doesn't say anything to me. He just kind of looks at me, smiles, and nods, and then that's it. And I woke up.
Right.
And when I woke up from the dream, I sat up, and I smelled his hair gel that he used to use. My husband uses gel, but not that brand.
Right.
We don't have any of that in the house, but I remember that smell distinctly.
Yeah.
So that really, like, I mean, I'm not even gonna lie, like, I was kind of hyperventilating and almost like full panic mode, because, like, I personally feel that his presence was there, you know. Mm-hmm. Was I actually dreaming, or was I just in a dream like state and this actually happened?
Right.
I mean,
because if you're in the dreams, and I remember there is, like, a lot of different phases. Mm-hmm. You have the REM stage. You have a couple different stages to where you're not fully sleeping.
Right.
You're in the middle between two states, which is kind of fucking creepy, to be honest. Yeah. If you think about it, that's almost kind of like, I'm kind of going off subject, but I've never had any serious surgery and had to be put under, and I'm so scared of that because my mom was telling me something. I think she said she went under to get her tubes tied or something, and she said, and when she woke up, she told the doctors, she had heard them at one point. Like, she was under, so she was so numb and shit, she couldn't move, couldn't blink to let them know she could hear them. But she could hear them, and, like, that's one of my fears, too. Like, I just, what if I don't wake up, number one? And then what if I can hear y'all talking, and I'm not able to tell you, and I can feel all that fucking pain? So that's kind of scary. And that's kind of, I feel like I kind of like compare that to the REM stage. You're like in and out of both worlds. Or I don't know if that's the REM stage, but I know there's definitely different stages of dreams, which I'm kind of into that. I mean, a little bit. I don't study it often, but oh, bitch, I just thought of something. Listen, astrology, I love it. So definitely one of these days we are going to get, I don't know like every single sign, but I definitely know like, you know, that's why you're a dick, because you're a fucking Leo. No, I'm just kidding. No offense to any Leos. I just randomly made up one, but y'all are some.
You're really going to come with the Leos.
That was just a random one I had thought of. But I really do like astrology. I got to the point where Beyonce actually helped me learn all the fucking signs in order from month to, yeah, in her one song. But that's kind of how I know the signs in order. I haven't really necessarily studied all of them, but I definitely like astrology for real.
You want it?
But yeah, I mean, it really just got quiet for a minute.
I'm sorry. No, so thinking about, like, so, okay, going with astrology, you know that's kind of like my shit.
Yeah, hers too. She likes it, yeah.
I am a Pisces. I am a full-blown Pisces.
I forgot to tell y'all what I am. Before she go, I'm a Scorpio, but okay, I'm gonna let her, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, so we got a Pisces and a Scorpio, which a lot of people will probably think that we're polar opposites, which we kind of are in a sense,
but in compatibility, if you
look, we're both water signs.
If you look, they say, I mean, we're all can't even fucking talk, categorized, so really who's compatible with us mostly, so they say, and we're all water signs, is Pisces, Scorpio, and Cancers. And it just so happens she's the Pisces, I'm a Cancer, and we click so well.
You're
and
a Cancer, you're not a Cancer.
I mean,
you're a Scorpio.
A Scorpio, I said, but Cancer, Scorpios, and
yeah,
Pisces.
Said that I'm a Pisces.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm a Scorpio, but my best friend is a Cancer, and it's funny, my mom and dad are Cancers, and I'm like, oh, how y'all both with the same sign? They crazy. But one of my really good friends, one of my best friends is a Cancer, and we get along so good. I mean, it's crazy. I don't base it off of just that, because you can honestly meet. I'm not saying you could look up something and like, we're so compatible. They still can be a shitty person. But sometimes, you know, you read your horoscope, that shit is spot the fuck on.
I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm a Pisces. Like I said, my husband is a Gemini. We are like the least compatible signs together.
And actually, they say Geminis aren't compatible with
anybody.
Yeah. Well, Scorpios and Pisces and, I guess, water signs, maybe.
Geminis are just...
Gemini is the sign of twins. So they got, like...
Two-faced.
Yeah. How they got two personalities. Well, shit, I got 60, so...
Try me.
Right.
Make a number, motherfucker.
For real.
I don't know, though. I mean, like I said, I'm very, very into it, but I think there are, you know, certain factors that can contradict certain things with astrology, one of which being, you know, like, just your general personality type.
Mm-hmm.
Also, cusp signs.
That's a big difference. Actually, yeah, cusp signs is very true. You can be on that edge of 2 days away from... Say you're an Aries, but you're 2 days away from,
if you're born within, like, a certain amount of time before, like, a different sign kicks in. So, like, I'm a Pisces, my son is, an Aries.
But if he was on that cusp, he would almost be a Taurus, and you'd almost...
But here's the thing. I'm March 7th, my son is March 24th, Pepat is March 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Pepat's a cusp.
Yeah,
right?
To an Aries.
Yes.
Yes.
So he is a Pisces, but his cusp sign falls into the Aries region, too. So that's kind of how that is.
And they also say, too, so, you know, me being a Scorpio, that's, I should know the dates because I like astrology. I know it starts October, later in October to November 23rd, I want to say, maybe. But they say there's a difference between October Scorpios and November Scorpios. And I crack up because my birthday's Halloween. So I'm right there on the 31st. So I'm considered, an October Scorpio or whatever. But
it's your Halloween birthday.
That's my Halloween birthday,
thinking
yeah.
Thinking that you're special.
I am.
Fall back.
You know, I'm not a trick or a treat. I'm both. I can't decide which one I am.
She's a trick.
Tricking. It ain't tricking if you got it.
Listen.
But yeah, I don't know. I just
we'll definitely like kind of get more into that.
Yeah, I don't want to go too far because this is just kind of a, it's kind of going long. You know, people are going to be like, what the fuck? We ain't listening to these people rambling. We don't got time.
Yeah, we are rambling. We're
Just because it might be our first one. So we're just going off of whatever. But I don't know how long, you know, I don't know how long our topics will be for or whatever. But we're definitely, when we invite people, it can go as long as, you know, for whatever. I don't know if
this conversation can carry.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think we'll have like a time limit or anything. If that's what
you know me, I'm a bullshitter. I can talk all night long.
Right. If I have the time and like, I'm gonna try and make meet up with her. Maybe like somehow we can do it. If not, I can always we can always do it over the phone or somehow.
Yeah, I mean we've got ways. Like, so we'll make sure we try to keep this a consistent thing.
Yeah, hopefully once a week. I'm hoping for.
But with all that being said. Just kind of wanted to give an introduction. I'm sorry, I'm really enjoying the strawberry shortcake that I made right now. Yeah. but yeah, we just wanted to do an introduction. Just kind of let you know like who you're talking to, kind of give a face to the name. And I don't know, I guess kind of we'll go from here.
So
we also need to come up with a name for this whole podcast thing. We haven't quite gotten that far yet. We'll get there.
Yeah.
Whether or not we get there before this is released, we'll see.
We'll see. Right. Maybe we won't even put this out. Who knows? You won't know until you listen to it. That's if we decide.
No, how many test runs are we going to do?
Right.
But anyway.
But I feel like this went good for our first one ever. Like, honestly, I know a couple people who do this, and I've always wanted to, like, I'm like, yeah, this would be really cool. But you know what? We've talked, me and Ange had talked for years about doing our own podcast or show and just talking about shit. Mind you, I used to do my own videos on my own, and people would crack up and they're like, do more. And there was a time in my life where I just kind of stopped doing them. I just really wasn't feeling like, but not I that like- I was feeling it, I just kind of lost my way a little bit. But I really want to get back into doing not only this podcast, but going back to doing the videos I used to do.
But I feel like one of the best things,
and some weren't even planned, I just thought of something, I'm like, I'm gonna run with it and do it. But
we like feed off of each other, so I feel like we can both carry conversation well. And that's what's gonna, you know, kind of help us out here. So hopefully we develop some listeners. If not, fuck you then.
I mean, but we gonna, you if you know me and Ange, we gonna be talking about everything from the moon to our fucking ass cracks.
Yeah, I mean, there's
really nothing off limits, and there's really no, like,
don't take offense to anything that we say.
Right.
I cuss a lot.
Same.
I would apologize in advance, but I really don't give a fuck.
And that's just who we are.
So, yeah, I mean, if you don't like cussing and you don't want to hear anything about somebody's butthole or somebody eating your ass.
I mean, it's just, like, it's law.
You're probably listening to the wrong podcast at this point. So, and if you've made it this far, thanks for staying with us, because That's dedication right there. And that shows that we must be interesting in some way. So
right.
All
right,
that's it. I'm done talking. I'm going to finish my strawberry shortcake.
And okay, that's the end. We out. Stay tuned and be prepared for, you know, some more crazy shit.